Seven women row a long, wide boat out to the middle of a protected bay off Russia's Bering Sea coast. A flare soars into the air, and they pull with all their strength at long wooden oars. They're in a race against seven other teams in seven other boats. These are skin boats made from hand-carved driftwood and the hides of two female walrus. Valentina Eitan stands at the back of one. She mans a giant wooden rudder and counts strokes in Russian to help her team keep their cadence. By the end of the race, her voice is hoarse.
Ні, ну, конечно, ми раді, що ми зайняли перше місце, але це ще благодаря нашим тренувкам.
Of course, we're very happy to win the race, says Eitan. But we had a lot of training. She says her team is very thankful for the men in her village and her uncle, who helped build their boat. This year, more than 20 athletes from seven Arctic nations, including Canada, Norway, the United States, Iceland, Greenland, and the Faroe Islands, joined the competition in Russia. They also took part in other games of agility, endurance, and strength that test traditional hunting and survival skills. In a school gymnasium, competition is fierce during the one-arm reach. In this game, an athlete balances their entire body on one hand and reaches above their head for a tennis ball, but their legs can't touch the floor. It's the same movement you might make if you were gathering bird eggs from a rocky cliff. Johnny Isaluk is from Iqaluit on Canada's Baffin Island. He was surprised to discover Russia's Chukchi people play the same games as Canada's Inuit.
When we start competing, just the same as competing at home. And, you know, like, there's nothing different.
Isaluk says the Russian competition is stiff because they're here to represent their villages. Andrei Kainanen agrees. He's one of 200 residents who lives here in the coastal village of Novochaplina. Kainanen captains a skin boat for his village. He says the event is good because it brings people together. He says the people in Novochaplina took the time to make their village presentable for their guests. The games were met with traditional drumming and dancing. Olga Letikai is from Enmelium, a small coastal village to the south. She came to sing. She also works as a liaison between the Russian government and local marine mammal hunters. As more attention is paid to natural resources in the region, she says there's dialogue on all sides.
Of course, the society of Chukotka, it's changing. Like, all the world, it's changed. And I think the most important thing is to take a balance between tradition and modern life.
The challenge to find that balance is familiar for Sam Nystad, a native Sami from Norway's Finnmark region.
The Western world has definitely like taken a big chunk in the Sami culture. And, well, the thing is that I was actually kind of impressed by how they preserve their culture, but also how they kind of want to show it to the world through the games.
After 2 days, the official games come to a close, but the residents of Novochaplina aren't ready to quit. A group of teenage girls from Greenland sings around a bonfire as Andrei Kainanen shows the crowd a new game. Men carry a giant rock around in a circle until their arms are exhausted. As a midnight sun sinks below the horizon, other local games last well into the night, the same way they have for generations. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing in Novochaplina, Chukotka.